like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next generation 6.7-liter Power Stroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa on the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Buzz Brizendine from the Prowler. Having a great time. Want to remind you our internet here at the Mighty 1090 is down. So that has a few issues for it. Number one, our streaming is not working right now. Number two, posting our recordings will take some time internet is back up. So it may take a bit before we can post our archives. So just be patient.
But it'll be
our
there.
Man Adam is on the case right now and should be solved very, very soon.
All right. Well, we're having a great show and so stoked to have Buzz in here. I mean, you want to talk about great information. This is the man, and we're having fun doing it fresh off the boat this morning, putting 50-pound bluefins on the deck of the Prowler. And if you want to join us this morning, get in on the fun. Give us a call. The phone line's absolutely jam-packed right now, but we got another full hour. We're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls. 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can call us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090. And want to remind everybody at the beginning of the show, if you didn't hear, not only are we taking phone calls, giving out great info on the Prowler, somebody's going to get to go fishing. Buzz donated a day and a half trip to go fishing this year aboard the Prowler. Get in on this great fishing that's going on.
You could go Friday night.
You could go Friday night or any other time, because when we put out a pass like that, doesn't have an expiration date. So
cool.
You go when it works for you.
That's awesome,
And you just need to make a reservation when it's available.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So cool. So
wide
cool.
Wide open.
Yeah, if you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
You know, speaking of making reservations on the Prowler, let's talk a little bit about that. You've made it so simple. You just go to fishermanslanding.com and you book right online.
You can book right online and it shows up there and you're good.
Yeah.
You can. It's cool too, because you at home right now on your phone, you can literally access the same system that the guys in the reservations office. You know how many spots are available on the boat. I mean, you're using the same program that the guys behind the counters are.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool.
Literally, that's amazing. Oh, and you can give them a call too if you don't have internet access. You don't want to put your credit card online. You just call the landing and book the trip.
Either way, it gives you a couple of options.
The other thing too you can find online is the schedule.
That's always neat.
You can find out that he's going on Friday night, right?
And just toward that end, we just put up all of May, which is probably 2/3 day and a half, and the other 1/3 overnights.
Cool.
So anybody that's looking down the road toward Memorial Day or any time in between, it's already up.
That's a
look at it.
Yeah,
pretty cool. All right. The phones are packed. Let's jump into it. They want to talk to Buzz.
Okay, you got it, man. How about we talk to D? He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. D, thanks for getting us started here in the second hour of Let's Talk Hookup.
Great talking to you guys today. Buzz, two questions. If I went on the boat, how many outfits should I bring? Like 20, 30, 40? That's one question. The second question, what kind of jig would I use for bluefin?
Okay, the both things are kind of subjective. The outfits has to do with how many techniques you might want to use. But you can do an awful lot with a couple if you choose them right. Let's say right now if you brought a 30 and a 40, you'd be good for everything we're doing now. But if we go back out to the 60 where it was long soak, you'd probably want to add another stick to that quiver with a 20-pound because that was all long soak fish. As far as the jig, if you like to fish the surface iron and you don't mind lots of casts for not many bites, a 7X Solace or a 45 Teddy are real hard to beat. If you're using the fall jigs, the Colt Sniper was probably the hottest thing going last year, whereas in the beginning of the year, the
Flatfall?
Thank you. Flatfall was just unbeatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, while we're on the subject of jigs, we should give a plug to our friend One Cool Tuna, Jeff, and his new jig.
Yeah.
It's kind of the big secret right now, but they're out, right?
The Z-Bar.
The Z-Bar.
Yeah. Have you seen the Z-Bar?
I have. In fact, I saw it up close and personal here in the skiff the other day.
Yeah. Dart was raving about it.
You know, he did an awesome job, and I'll give Jeff some pretty major kudos and credit because he probably went through a good year's worth of prototyping his jig. And it's not easy to get, you know, a year's worth of nope, not there, still not. And so his jig that he's making, it's expensive, and it's expensive due to the process in which it's made. So most jigs have a mold, or they're cast into sand, you know, and they pour liquid metal into the mold, and then it pops out, and they finish it. Well, his are being machined, so obviously it's a block of solid aluminum that's then put onto a CNC mill, and then it's being milled out. And he said it's about 20 minutes worth of machine time to mill the lure out. And but, you know, what he's getting is a jig that has incredibly sharp edges and hips, and you can build all that into it with the machine. So they are...
And everyone is exactly the same.
They are all extremely similar. You know, I mean, not, again, just like anything else, there's always some fractions of things, but yes, I mean, you can grab any one of those with confidence and know that it's going to swim. I mean, it swims very, very good.
Yeah.
For buying a lure off the wall, they're pretty incredible. I mean, he did an
good job,
absolutely
Jeff.
Awesome job with it.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Tom calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome
morning, Tom.
To the show.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Tom?
Buzz, I got a question for you, and this is kind of for Rick, too. For our tuna that we have now that are potentially up to, you know, 100 pounds, how important is it to have a two-speed reel? You know, I've heard some people say that, you know, up here in our waters, for our fishermen that are pretty much doing day and overnight trips and day and a half stuff, you really don't need a two-speed reel. What are the advantages, and do you need one?
Well, that's interesting you should ask that question, because just to start this show off, and at the shop the other day, we were talking today's two-speed reels, which is different than yesterday's. And what I've been working with a lot this year, and to some degree last year, was the Pen Fathom two-speed lever drag. And the beauty of that is it's small enough that you can fish. I've been casting the iron with it and love it. It's just smooth as can be. But also, if you do hook that 100-pounder, you've got the lever drag, and you can go down into low. So, like I said, with today's smaller, better handling, better casting two speeds, there's no reason not to use one if there's any chance of a big fish.
Back in the day, a two speed lever drag had an extremely heavy spool, and the free spool just, you know, free spool is one of those things that, you know, you can take a big heavy reel in the tackle store and put it in a free spool and spin the spool as hard as you can, and it'll spin for 5 minutes. But that's not how the mechanics of a cast work. You know, the spool weight is so critical. And some of the new technology two-speeds, the weight of the drag mechanism and the spool themselves, they're not far off of a star drag. You know, and the reason that everybody always said star drag is the way to go is because of spool weight. You know, you can't get lighter than that. You just have the spool running on two bearings. You don't have any of the drag mechanisms. But some of that new school two-speed is they cast so good that the loss is minimal, and the gain, especially in the case of a 100-pounder, can be major.
Yeah, if you hook one of those bigger ones, that's two-speed, small reel, everything goes together to make it a great experience. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, our friends up at Whaler's Cove Lodge wanted to let everybody know that the King Salmon, the limits have been published. And the good news is the state's going to allow 2 King Salmon per day in June and 6 per year, which is really, really
wow,
nice.
Wow, yeah.
Same as last year. It's fantastic. And, you know, most spots are sold out, but Whaler's Cove Lodge has a spot for Father's Day. June 21st to the 25th.
Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
That's like primo,
that's primo
prime time.
Time. It's time we're
yeah.
going to Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah.
And that is absolute prime time
yeah, no doubt.
To go fish king salmon in southeast Alaska. The difference between this is you're going to be in calm Alaskan Inside Passage waters 10 minutes from the lodge. I mean, we were catching king salmon at Whaler's Cove Lodge last year 10 minutes from the lodge. You'll see when you go in August,
wait,
Ricky,
yeah, I'm excited.
How incredible Whaler's Cove Lodge is. But if you want to go to Alaska, it's been a very, very busy year this year in Alaska. The good news is you go in June, you're going to get two king salmon per day and be able to up to six. If you go on a 3 day, you can get six.
That's right.
And the abundance is considered to be as good as it's ever been. So you want to grab a spot of on the Father's Day special, 800-423-3123, or check out WhalersCoveLodge.com and check out that place. It is Alaskan paradise at its finest.
No doubt, man. Well, let's jump right back into the phone calls. This time we're going to talk to Bruce, who's calling us from Lemon Grove. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this question is more for Peter and for you, Bugs. You guys feel that the Mexican government that's there now is a little bit more environmentally aware due to is there more of a Green Party than the previous administration?
From the comments of Mario Aguilar made yesterday and from just my experiences in doing these live broadcasts down there for the last year and a half, yes, absolutely. And I think that's a very good thing for us because they're looking at taking care of their resources. For example, yesterday you heard Cass talking about how they have a not a protected area, but a tourist zone or a sport fishing zone for tuna. And a lot of times these sport fishing zones get violated by the commercial guys and they turn the other cheek. Well, as we progress in politics in Mexico, you're going to see that cheek turning not happening anymore. The corruption and such like that is going away because they're becoming more aware that they need to protect the future of their fisheries. And by protecting those fisheries for pelagic species, such as tuna, wahoo, and such like that, means we'll be able to access those and not so much shut them down, right, Buzz? But more so allow access and not indiscriminate commercial fishing.
Exactly. And, I mean, they are a very, very valuable and renewable resource managed correctly. They just bring untold numbers of tourist fishermen into Mexico. So, yes, they are more green, and it is going to benefit everybody, including the fish.
Yes, no doubt about it. So look for better things there. I mean, I think one of the problems is just like this country, is there are the extreme environmental groups there that, you know, don't want you to take anything. But Mexico's very progressive these days. I mean, evidence that by going in downtown Mazatlan on Friday night. My gosh, things are building and, you know, the streets are clean and it's a happening spot and they're very progressive.
Yeah, that's
well, good
that's to see.
Well, that's what I was kind of getting at, Pete, was, you know, we don't want the wackos like we have here. I mean, draconian things like the MLPA that's still here. It's not gone.
You're right.
Would hate to see something instituted down there by an extreme group that pushes its way into office.
It's going to happen. I mean, it's happening. I mean, there are extreme environmental groups all throughout the world, and I think that's a good positive thing. But as long as we stay involved, we're going to be fine in Mexico. That's my feeling. I think we have a very bright future thanks to the work that Ken's done and all the people in the sport fishing fleet have worked hard to work with them and make them understand that we're not the guys that are hurting it. We're not the guys.
And just kind of one last thing here. If we keep the health of the resource as our primary goal, everybody turns out winners.
You bet. And they understand that. And we understand that. So that's a good thing. But good point, Bruce. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line today at Catchport, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality, innovation, strength, and durability. Get ready for the big fish summer season and stock up now on your Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. Don't wait until your favorite sizes are in short supply. Get your Gamakatsu Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle Tackle Store, and we got the man on the line, Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey.
Dave.
Hey, what a great week it was. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was some of the most spectacular weather I've seen in a long, long time. I fished Catalina and San Clemente Island to start the week off. It was like 80 degrees, not a ripple on the water. Plenty of big bonita, yellowtail, good calico bass fishing at both islands. Guys, it was fun. And then all of a sudden, all holy heck broke loose, and the wind blew like crazy for the last few days. And then, you know, every time this wind blows, though, we get out of the wind, and the fish bounce right back. The water is pretty spectacular, the color of the water, the temperature. We had water in the middle of the channel on Wednesday that was 67.5 degrees between Clemente and the beach.
Oh, wow. Really?
You know, the table set, guys, like I keep saying every week when I talk, it's just about you got to get out there. When the weather breaks and the wind stops blowing, you just got to get out there. You know, there's been some good bluefin scores, good yellowtail fishing pretty much everywhere up and down the coast. So you just have to get out there and go fishing. That's the only thing I can suggest. Wait till the wind stops blowing and get back out there and go get some fish.
Okay.
It's all well said.
Yeah. So in the meantime, you stay in touch with it with Danny and your input, Mark Wish and all the other guys. Fishdope.com is a source. Save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. If you don't have it right now, come on. Get on it. $20 off. Using the code HOOKUP NOW, lowercase, no space. And if we want to go fishing with Captain Dave, how do we do that?
Yeah, if you guys like me to come with you on your boat and show you how to use all those cool electronics you got, or just whatever level you want, I'll meet you at that level. Go with you on your boat. We'll get out there, find some fish, learn how to use all that stuff. Give me a call at 949-374-0786, or if you guys want to charter a beautiful hat, or if I'm running a 65 hat out of Dana Point, we'll get you out on that. Same thing, 949-374-0786, or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Kelly and I are going fishing this morning, so we'll let you know what happens next week.
Okay.
Good luck,
Dave.
Or you
can just read it on Fish Dope this afternoon.
There you go.
All right, Dave. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
All right. Mike and El Cajon, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, guys, for taking my call. Just wanted to thank Buzz for great trips that he puts together. And, you know, he reminds me of the leopard on the ocean because he knows where the fish are at. And he just kind of just sneaks right in there, and you load up. I mean, you're going to get your limits. I want to make a comment. I think your crew is fantastic because anytime I'm on your boat, I notice your crew, they really take excellent care of the passengers, and I appreciate that. And I also wanted to thank all of the people from SAC, you, Pete, as well, for going down to Mexico and fighting for us and keeping us informed on what's going on there, because we all, like you say, it's true. We all do benefit from it. And I also wanted to say to thank all the boats and all the landings and all the people involved that helped at the day at the docks. I thought it was a fantastic day at the day at the dock. And I have a question for Buzz. Now with the fish biting down in Mexico, and I'm hearing that there are some bluefin being caught up here in our waters, are you predominantly just going down south, or are you coming up here on our end up here in our waters?
So far, we're fishing predominantly in Mexican waters, and we are very pleased to be back in Mexican waters fishing bluefin this year. I can't tell you what a good feeling it is because there's lots of resource there, and we're going to be able to work on it for a while here as soon as somebody hits the switch on the fan.
Yeah, indeed. I have a question, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not. The limit is the same in Mexican waters as well as U.S. waters, two per day,
right,
with a maximum of three on a three-day trip, right?
That'd be six.
That would be six. What if you were on a two-day trip and you fished Mexican waters and caught two, then you crossed the border and fished American waters and caught two? Is that allowed? Or if you fish in Mexico, you're not allowed to take bluefin in the U.S., or is it work?
My understanding is that you get two, regardless of where you get them.
Okay.
It's a possession.
It's a possession thing. Limit. And I agree with that. Because
the stuff could slide across the border.
It could slide across the border. And, I mean, the grade of bluefin we've been catching, two is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's enough.
Yeah.
Plenty. So Go fishing. Thanks, Mike, for the comments. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back into them. This time I'm going to talk to Kenny, calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say thanks for the live deception jigs. They look pretty good. Can't wait to use them on the tunas.
Those are nice, aren't they?
Yeah. I had a little fish report and then a question. Yesterday, me and my daughter fished the Clemente out of Dana Wharf yesterday. Did some calico bass fishing. A lot of fun. Great bait. She actually schooled pretty much everybody on the boat, fishing the light line.
Sweet.
You know, 8-pound test on the fly line. Last Long Beach Hall show, I was, saw some of that new line of extra tough boots. You guys know where I can find those besides being online and stuff?
Rick,
I that's the only place I know of. I think that they made the introduction of them and they're pretty cool. I don't think that the distribution of them is as widespread yet. And I think they're a little tough to find, and I think I would go that route. I think I would.
So you don't have them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Nope. No, we've got the standard boot that Buzz has probably worn for the last 30 years, the regular 12-inch brown extra tough. But as far as the, you know, pelagic-designed ones or things like that, we still don't, no.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in, talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, Buzz, I cut my teeth in the old offshore scene back in the early 80s between your boat and your old partner, Lula Land. And, yeah, I've had numerous great trips over the years. But my question is the call net fishery, if it's like it's been last year, does that thing wind down? Is it as productive? Does the production wind down closer to the summer, or do they just stop fishing because of they change gears with the tuna and so forth?
Good question.
It's a great question, but I think it's more the latter. They just shift their focus to other things like the offshore stuff because the offshore stuff isn't here all the time, and that colonette thing has been so dependable that it's just go down and get them. So I'm sure when we get the offshore stuff, he'll switch his focus over to that, as will the rest of us.
All right.
Well, that's my question. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Jumping right back into them, we're going to talk to Ed Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ed.
Ed.
Hi, guys. Buzz, Captain Buzz, this is kind of a question for you. I was down at the day at the docks, and I was on a seminar, and the thing was he was talking about current for calico bass. And I was wondering, does current have a lot to do with, when you're, 50, 60 miles out?
Well, if you're on anywhere near bottom structure, yes, it can. The only trouble is that if you're not able to anchor or see something that is anchored, it's a little harder to discern which way the current's going. But the current is probably the most significant factor in how fish line up on structure, whether it's a kelp bed or whether it's the edge of a ridge that's 300 fathoms deep. They're probably going to be into the current and up at the upper head of the structure.
All right.
It's always like a salmon swimming upstream. Like it's just, your fish is almost always going to be positioned that way in terms of wherever he's associating to.
Head into the current.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a more block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's a fact. The right jig can outfish live bait, especially when you're using the new live deception jigs from Ahi USA. They use real images of bait fish printed directly onto the jig, and live deception jigs have near bulletproof wire through rigging, 3X must-add treble hooks, and solid welded ring. Live deception jigs hook up and hold up. Available now at all fine tackle shops.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're talking bluefin, we're talking two-speed, there's only one, Talica.
Nothing like the Talica two-speed. We were talking about earlier lightweight spools being such a factor, and that's what you get in Talica. Huge power, huge drag, and most importantly, torque, but out of a spool that's very lightweight, so it casts, whether you're casting a jig or you're fly lining a live bait, having the ability to cast and have a bait swim line off the spool is everything. Nothing better than Talica.
That's right. And when you put it in gear, you've got the power to turn the handle, and you need that low gear to land that bigger bluefin. Talica's the one.
No doubt, man.
It's one of a kind. It's probably one of the best reels ever made. Talica from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove Experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buzz just got some info. The Shogun yesterday had a 115-pound bluefin tuna.
So that's one for your lightweight two-speed, right?
Yeah, right. No doubt, man. That's the one you want to go with, the Talica, for sure. You know, because likely it's fishing light line, right?
Well, you never know. Probably as compared to a 115-pounder, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're out there.
They are.
Be prepared.
Well, that's a doozy.
Oh, that is a doozy.
That's a good one.
So
yeah.
The answer to the question, have there been some 100-pounders caught this year? Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, yesterday.
One got strung up this morning.
And within 40 miles of Point Loma.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Ingrid Poole, long time no here. Good morning, Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
Morning, Ingrid.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Buzz, I just wanted to throw my oar in the water and just give you a pat on the back. Bill would be so proud of how beautifully you're keeping that boat. He built that with Dick Martin Donaldson, double plank mahogany hull. And, Buzz, you took me on the boat and showed me what you had done. And I just have to let people know, you're running a really good boat there, and I'm proud of you. I know Bill would be, too.
Well,
that's
thanks,
all
Ingrid.
I had to say.
Thanks, Ingrid. We appreciate hearing that, and that's high praise, let me tell you.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
no
cool.
Kidding. So Bill ran that boat what years, Ingrid? Do you remember?
Well, I don't want to tell you how long ago because people will think a boat is old, but I want to tell you it's built beautifully.
Yes, indeed.
And that is the key. Bill was in aluminum boat building, but double plank mahogany hull rides real well.
Oh, it does.
Quiet,
you know, it
soft.
Really does. And but Buzz has taken such good care of it. I wanted to say that oftentimes on the radio, you don't talk about the quality of the boats. you talk about the quality of the fishing.
Yeah, indeed.
That's right.
That's very, very true. Well, nice words, Ingrid. Thank you, and nice to hear from you.
Thanks, Ingrid.
Have a great season, Buzz.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. That's cool.
Very cool.
Hey, phones are absolutely packed up solid. We're going to talk to Ken. He's calling us from UTC this morning. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Ken.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent.
Hey, I just wanted to find out, I think you've already answered it for me, though, about is passport required for the listening right now?
It's not. However, I think any trip you go to San Diego these days, if you've got it, bring it. And I'll tell you, because what that does is it gives the operator more options.
Right.
If he feels like he needs to be inside the 12-mile line, and everybody's got a passport, you can have the FMMs, you're all ready to go. So
there goes the difference. 12 miles is the line.
That's the
you're
line.
You're fishing inside 12 miles, which is where the yellowtail have been, and some bluefin.
Right.
You have to have a passport, you have to have an FMM. You're fishing outside 12 miles, you do not need a passport, you do not need an FMM.
Correct.
But you do need a Mexican fishing license.
Correct.
Okay.
But I still think if you've got it, bring it.
And if you don't have it, get it.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, do you need it right this second to go offshore and catch a bluefin? No, but there's going to be times when you absolutely do or you wish you had it. I mean,
that's
just
right.
If you don't have it now, just make your appointment tomorrow because it's something that you're going to need. It, like Pete, you said it best. It's not going away. It's something you're definitely going to need to have. They last for 10 years. Just get it.
Yeah. Right. And let's say an example. Okay, all of a sudden that fish slides in within 12 miles. You've got a reservation. It's biting full speed. You're not going.
Yeah.
You don't have a passport. You're not going.
Exactly. So get it now.
The Pacific Queen had limits of big yellows yesterday.
No.
And if you want to go do that, you have to have a passport.
Did you say the Pacific Queen and Captain Drew Card?
Oh, look at that.
Look who's on the line. Captain Drew. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
What's up, Drew?
Doing great.
Morning, Drew.
Is it true?
Oh, yeah. The guys had excellent fishing yesterday. They're fishing the beach again. And it was unreal yellowtail fishing. They had their limited yellowtail. It was fast action, fast and steady action, and they were done at noon on yellowtail.
That's so rad.
Put it around the rest of the day on the coast in pretty tough weather conditions and caught themselves another 150 rockfish. So they had an excellent day yesterday.
Jeez.
That's pretty good fishing, Drew.
Yeah, very good fishing. And we're going to do it again next week. We had originally had our trip scheduled for an offshore trip. And potentially we could do that as well, but we're going to make sure that everybody that comes fishing with us next week has to have a passport. That way we have the option. So it'll be we're going to write it on there as a Mexican coast trip, but this week, at least the beginning of the week, the weather's supposed to be a little tough, but as the weather straightens out, you know, we get out there and we have really good bluefin fishing, then we can always switch it up. But we want to be able to have that option to go in there and have that good fishing. And I heard you guys talking about passports, and I just wanted to give a little example. I lost my passport before the start of this winter yellowtail rockfish thing, and I went down to San Diego to the passport agency. I made an appointment, and I got my passport in 3 days, 3 days before Christmas. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really easy, it's really fast, it's really painless, and everybody that comes fishing down here should have a passport for sure.
Indeed. And also, when you're getting your passport, get that passport card, too. It's
yes,
an extra $25,
absolutely.
$35. And that way, if you do lose your passport, you got your passport card as your backup.
Keep in your wallet.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I got the passport card now in my wallet, and I got the passport in a safe spot. So I got two things to lose now, and if I lose those, then I have to go back, I guess.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
That's right. But he's right there, expediting the whole thing. And that card is accepted for fishing, so there's no reason not to get it. Put it in your wallet and forget about it.
Yeah, the only thing you can't use the card for is when you're flying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, otherwise, you're good. Sea entry, land entry, you're good with the card.
What exciting fishing the guys had yesterday, Drew. What was the grade on that yellowtail, and how were they catching them?
It was 10 to 20 pounds, they said, and they're catching them mostly fly line and yo-yo iron.
Nice.
You know, the guys have had very good surface iron fishing the last couple of weeks, but yesterday it was primarily yo-yo iron and bait fish.
You think that was because the weather was up?
Yeah, the water was a little cooler, too. It wasn't, you know, the weather was up and the water was cooler, so, you know, it probably all was a part of it.
Yeah, all right, Drew. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with it, by the way, we talked earlier about your interview with Bryce Miller, the new writer for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Nice job on that, and Bryce is good at helping us out and promoting sport fishing. So I know you had a nice meeting with Bryce.
Yeah, thanks for hooking that up, and we're stoked that we were able to do that. And, you know, it's an exciting year. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. I mean, just to think that we've run as many trips as we have, and it's not even May yet. It's a pretty special year, and a lot of cool things going on. An exciting year to be a fisherman.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if somebody wants to go on the Pacific Queen, it's probably very similar to booking a trip on the Prowler, right?
Yep, it's you call the same landing, Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500. Or you can also sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. And we'll put all our photos up on our Facebook page today so everybody can check out what we did yesterday. And we got lots of trips, so sign up now.
All right. Thanks, Drew. Good job. Appreciate the report. Talk to you soon. All right. Phones are packed up, Rick. Let's jump into it.
Bill in Chula Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for all the shows you guys are putting on. I appreciate it. Yeah. And this is more to the skipper, if I may, Captain.
Go ahead.
I'm one of those guys who works a lot. I'm sorry to say it. And so I don't always get the opportunity to go fishing when I read the paper or do or plan ahead. It just doesn't seem to work. And I've had the opportunity to be on your wonderful ship. And a couple of years ago, I think I actually got to drag in a wahoo on your boat. So
that was an opportunity.
That was an opportunity. It was one of the great times of my life. Anyway, tell me a little bit more. I mean, I've been hearing, you offer so much information about other things for us out here, for the working guy and stuff. But I wanted to answer my question for myself as well. Why the Prowler? When I'm out there, you know, one of those guys, and I'm looking at the paper, hearing the reports, and I know it's last minute, when I look at that little thing up on the internet, which boats, why am I going to put my finger on your boat? Give me that kind of clue.
Well, I can rattle off three or four things real quick, and maybe Rick or Pete will chime in, but it's first off, it was a classic sport fisher design and built by Bill Poole, as we just heard. And that means, among other things, that it's wide and it's low to the water and it carries lots of bait.
There you go.
Over the years, we've also added a fish hold, which is chilled seawater as opposed to brine. We keep it at 34 degrees. And this year, in addition to that, we've gone to a kill box system so that the fish can be bled out before we drop them down in the water. And while they're in that process, they don't get kicked or anything that would make the fish less tasty.
Outstanding.
Very comfortable, air conditioned. It's just it's a boat that was specifically built for what you're going to go do. I mean, it was
built by Captain Bill Poole.
Yeah, it was made to go catch tuna. I mean,
the man that invented it all.
That's why I was bringing this up, because I've had the opportunity again to be on that ship, I like to call it, because I enjoyed the heck out of it, had a wonderful day, not only catching a wonderful fish, but when I got home, I got to eat some of the prime fish of my life.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man.
And if you kind of give me just another little heads up about when we're out there, and I'm a big boy, so I get hungry. So kind of give me a little idea about the gourmet settings that you guys set.
Well, I mean, it's when we're fishing day and a half trips, it's good short order fare all day long, and then one of our two cooks prepares a nice dinner. Last night it was spaghetti and garlic bread, salad, and dessert while you're on your way home. So I mean, a long day fishing, finished off by a cool dinner. What more could you ask for?
Gourmet is great, but there's nothing in the world better than a boat burger after an afternoon of pulling on bluefin or yellowtail.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. I just posted a picture of Captain Buzz on our Instagram. If you have not subscribed to our Instagram, you can do it right on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. And you can click on the Instagram. You can subscribe there. You can click on our Facebook. You can friend us on Facebook. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel where I posted a brand new video from our Pesca Panama trip a couple of weeks ago. Like I say, it wasn't the greatest fishing experience, catching experience, but it was, as always, a great fishing experience in Panama. And we showed some highlights and some good times. How about that Dr. Gary's rooster fish. Do you believe that thing? I think that thing was 100 pounds.
It was a giant one.
That's a giant.
It was a giant.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was giant. And it's in that video on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. If you haven't subscribed, you just go. Again, it's all easy. All our social media is up there on our website, hookup1090.com, right top corner. Just click on the links, and you can see Captain Buzz in the studio right now on Instagram.
There you go. Phones are packed. We're jumping back into them. Grant in San Carlos, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What up, Grant?
Grant.
Yo, Grant.
Pick me up.
Hello.
1-2. What's up,
good
Grant?
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. Hi, Buzz. How's everybody today?
Oh, we're doing well. Thanks, Grant.
Good. Hey, listen, I just wanted to make a comment about a testimony about our relations and how hard Mexico's working, but to preface it by saying it all is shows like yours, Pete, down there, and the commitment to that, and Buzz and Don and Ken Frankie and everybody working constantly with Mexico. And my testimonial is 2 years ago, we were at West Marine in a meeting about this whole deal about FMMs and importation documents. And there was a guy that stood up and said, you know, I want to get my importation documents to a representative from Mexico, but I can't. The website's broken. And we want to comply, but we can't. Well, fast forward to 3 weeks ago, it took 5 days from the time I hit the keyboard till I got the importation document back in my mail at home. So that says a lot about these things and to the good going forward. That's all the comment I wanted to make about all those efforts and see how they're paying off.
Well, that's good. So you're ready to go fishing now.
I've been ready, and I have been already.
There you go. That's what we like
cool.
to hear.
And let's talk about that. Yeah, it is a streamlined process, and Sport Fishing Association of California website has made it so easy. They have all the links. They have all the descriptions of how you do anything from an FMM to a Mexican fishing license to the temporary importation permit on their website, calsportfishing.org. You can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup links page. It says Sport Fishing Association of California, but it's calsportfishing.org. And something that a lot of people don't know on private boats, you need a temporary importation permit for your boat. Buzz needs one for his boat. I need one for my boat. Rick needs one for his boat. Grant needs one for his boat. It's $50. It's a 10-year. Is it 10 years or 5 years?
5 years, I believe.
Is it 5 year? 5 year.
For 10,
permit.
Something like that. Yeah.
10 years.
It's 10 years. Okay.
There you go.
10 years. One factor, if you purchase a used boat that had a temporary importation permit, that permit has to be canceled first before you can get a new one, unless it has new CF numbers. Of course, if it's documented, that's not going to happen because they go by the documentation number. So it's an easy process. Like Grant says, you just go online, do it. You receive it priority mail in the mail like 5 days later. It's easy. So,
yeah.
But
one more factor just that I experienced, it wasn't my case, but my friend had it. His boat was registered in the name of a trust, and they do not take that. They will not accept a boat registered in the name of a trust. So that's just a FYI on that.
So how do you do that then?
Then what he had to do was re-register in the traditional way without a trust being named. He had to actually, it was quite a process, but that's just something that you wouldn't know until it denied it. So he had to go to the DMV and re-register the boat out of trust.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay. All right. Very good. Good information, Grant. Thanks
okay,
a lot for
guys,
the call
have
this
a great
morning.
Day.
See you, Grant.
Thanks for the info.
All right. We got some very patient callers. Let's talk to Doug. Connor's from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
All right, Buzz. This question's for you. When you guys get the weather report, is it going 24/7, or you guys got to call a radio frequency to pick up the current weather report for yourself?
On the VHF, we can get it 24/7, but in this age of the internet, there's more weather at fingertip than you can possibly imagine, and there's some really good sites. Sailflow.com is a good one. Buoyweather.com is another good one, and those gives you real local, real-time information that is pretty darn accurate.
If Sailflow and Passage Weather the same?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's another one. Passage Weather is a good one, too.
But there's several of them. Those are just two or three to get you started.
Cool thing I like about Passage Weather, which I think is similar to Sailflow, is you can watch the weather move. It shows you a map of, and you can see where the wind's coming from and that kind of thing.
Those things are really neat.
It's awesome. Really neat. I mean, from what you're probably calling us on right now, you can look up weather for next week and have a pretty darn good idea when it's going to blow, where it's going to blow, and not that things don't change, but I mean, you can know ahead of time that when it's coming down or coming up.
That's why we know our plans for Fishing Wednesday are off.
It says no,
we're not going.
That's right.
It's blowing 20.
Yellow flag, I'm staying on the beach.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Bob and Santee are up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bob.
Two things. First of all, UCSD actually has an office there where you can go in. I went in without a reservation, and in 25 minutes I was done and got my passport 2 weeks later. So that's an option if you don't want to make a reservation or whatever.
That's a good call, Bob.
And I have both a Talitha 10-2 speed and a Trinidad 16A. I'd like to set up for long soaking on the bluefin. Would you recommend setting it up with 50-pound Spectra or 50-pound Max Quattro on either one of those reels? And which one would you prefer for that kind of fishing?
Well, I think that 50-pound would be a great call for your Spectra size, and you know, Max Quattro would probably be the better call of the two. I think that if I were going to do it and starting from scratch, I would put 65 Max Quattro, because it's going to give you a larger, not, you know, that larger Spectra is going to make for a more solid connection, so you get a stronger connection, and being that the Max Quattro is the same diameter as 50, you're not losing anything as far as capacity goes. So I would probably do the 65 Max Quattro. And between the two reels, you know, I mean, you're not going to pick one that's better over another. They both have two excellent pros and cons that go along with them. The pro on the 16 is you do have a star drag with an extremely lightweight spool that your bait is going to swim the best from and you're going to cast the best from. The opposite to that is the Talitha still casts really good, but clearly if you hook a 115-pounder or a 50-pounder, you're going to be a whole lot happier that you had that low gear. So my gut would be your bait fishing, make that your Talitha 10 and your 16, maybe fill it with Spectra and make that your rig that you fish your Colt Sniper or something like that on.
Hey, Bob, I have a question for you on that office at UCSD. How did you find that?
I actually went to the post office and was told by somebody to go there. I went there and they're like, we don't do that anymore. But they handed me a paper that had the information for it.
Okay.
It's like where their mail room is there at UCSD.
Okay. Good information.
Really cool, man. Yeah.
Right.
Good.
Thanks
good
for the tip on that. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. John in Fountain Valley. You're up next with Captain Buzz. Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Morning. Morning, Buzz. I'm going to go back to memory lane here a little bit. 79 or 80. You were in the wheelhouse. We were on albacore, nothing under 40 pounds for the day, by the way. And we started catching some at 50, and then my son caught a 63.5-pound albacore on your boat. And you were in the wheelhouse and said, don't gaff it. I want to gaff it. Ran down and gaffed it yourself. I just wanted to know. That wasn't – my wife's throwing dishes at me, by the way.
See, you got a duck.
Anyway, I was wondering how that ranks as far as the largest albacore on your boat. I'm just curious on that.
You know, I think it was in that same bite, but we had a couple of fish that were over 70.
Oh, 70-pound albacore.
One of which, at the time, was a woman's world record by Jean Hinckley. I think it's since been broken, but that was in the fall.
In what year?
80, I think.
October, somewhere in that time frame.
Yeah, October, yeah. And this just monstrous fish was just off the southeast end of the Cortez, and it was just that picture-perfect fall weather. You run out there.
Yeah.
Flat calm. God, that sounds cool.
It was cool. And, in fact, out of that same bite, we went on a spot of fish one afternoon that was probably 150 to 200-pound yellowfin. Had all the big, long sickles on them and everything, and I could look right out at the curved windows that the Prowler has up in the bridge and see these giant sickles right next to the boat.
Oh,
get out of here. No way.
Did that get you excited?
Oh.
Yeah. He's still excited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Later that day, not that spot, but later that day, we caught a 165-pound yellowfin.
Oh, my.
That's crazy.
70-pound albacore and 165-pound yellowfin.
Quite the session.
In the same day. Unbelievable.
I'm ready for that again,
yeah,
bro.
Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Thanks for the memory, John.
When we come back, somebody's going fish on a day-and-a-half trip on the Prowler. Who knows? You might get a 70-pound albacore. You're going fishing with Captain Buzz. We're giving away that day-and-a-half trip when we return. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
Fishin' is the mission when Fast Lane Kayaks presents Fishin' Mission 2016. During April and May, you can take part in a guided kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. That's right, a five-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of a Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. Spots are going fast, so you need to get on the kayak now. It's Fishin' Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Call 619-222-0766 or check fastlanesailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner, day and a half trip. I can't believe how cool that is, Buzz. Going fishing on the Prowler, going to D in Laguna Beach. D, congratulations. I assure you, you're going to love fishing on the Prowler.
Indeed you are, Captain Buzz. When can we go on the Prowler?
Anytime he wants to call and make reservations. Like I said, we've got a number of trips lined up and ready.
Including this Friday night.
Including this Friday night. And come on down.
Yeah, how do we do that?
The best way is to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
All right, very good. Or you can just go right online.
There you go.
Fishermanslanding.com and book right online. And see the schedule.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which all is right. All up for the next month.
For the next month. Okay, perfect. All right,
book
Buzz. Thanks
a
lot.
Right now.
Appreciate that very much. And thank you for listening today. Once again, we will have our archives up as soon as possible. Our internet is down here at the Mighty 1090. So be patient. We'll get those archives up as soon as we can. And in the meantime, we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday, 7 and 9 a.m. Next Saturday, Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards will be here to answer all your outboard questions and a lot more. 7 and 9 a.m. next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Adrian, Jeff, and Rich from Cedros Adventures will be in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rick and myself. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam on behind the scenes there. And thanks to you for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.